CliffCentral.com.
All right, everybody. Listen, we got to bring Dumi Foster in here. I haven't spoken to her since, I don't know that we've ever even had an interview. But we're going to find out all about the, she's busy with something with Oreo. Now, we had a bunch of Oreos here in the studio the other day. Sia, you were here.
Heaven.
There is a dunk competition. That's right. Oreo dunk campaign. And it's a competition for the ordinary people to submit their creative Oreo dunk videos. And Dumi has posted an awesome video on her Instagram. So you can go and have a look at that. We'll tell you where to go to Dumi Foster, TUMIVOSTER. And you can go and see what she's up to. She's also, of course, on 5FM. And she's here this morning to talk to us. Come in, have a seat, settle down, make yourself comfortable. What's happening?
Hi, guys.
Let me just stretch and yawn and get the morning going. How are you, Dumi?
I'm good, thank you. I'm not used to waking up this early in the morning.
What time do you usually get up?
Just after 7. I still have to go to work, but today was extremely early.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, look at you. You're looking pretty damn good for someone who doesn't like waking up.
Well, it's my first time on Cliff Central, so I had to make some sort of, you know.
You haven't been
entrance.
Here before?
No, I haven't.
Well, welcome. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So what's been happening with you? I mean, first of all, let's talk about this Oreo thing, because I noticed they dropped off a couple of boxes here the other day, and there were some cups, and it almost looked like beer pong.
Oh, like,
am I right? It looked like a beer pong.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But it looked like heaven as well. So it was all part of the game. It was the Oreo dunk challenge. Yeah, you do set it up like beer pong, and you throw the Oreos in, right, Dumi?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Did we not just have a fun little afternoon here?
And also, who doesn't love Oreos? Like, if you don't, like, you must be absolutely crazy.
And I see they come in like a million different flavors these days and I haven't tried all of them.
Used to just be the two dark sides and the middle white.
Yeah.
That's now they've got different ones.
Yeah, they do.
So how many different flavors are there?
I think there's about like two more additional ones here, but yeah. I've seen like, you know, overseas, there's like plenty of them. They go really, really crazy. But yeah, it's been really, really fun being part of the campaign. I am one of the ambassadors.
Right.
And, you know, I was told that you need to create a fun way of you dunking an Oreo. And I mean, I'm used to just the ordinary way of sitting around a table and just dunking the Oreo. So I just decided, you know what? I'm a person that loves being fit, and fitness is sort of like my thing.
Yes.
So the best way I'm going to dunk the Oreo is by doing squats in the gym. So that's
so
exactly.
While you, how do you do this? You're dunking the Oreo while you're doing your squats?
No. So I've got the Oreo in my mouth.
You need some serious gymnastics. Is that right?
Serious skills.
So I've got the biscuit in my mouth, and then I'm obviously doing my squats, and I try to basically aim to dunk the Oreo in the cup.
Oh my God. I'm imagining quite a deep squat then.
Yes.
Like you are going past that 90 degree angle thing that they keep telling us about.
Dude, like all the way down. Like it was pretty serious, but it was quite a cool challenge to do. And obviously everyone can get involved and do the same. Be as creative as you want and just upload the video on oreo.co.za.
All right, now let's.
OreoDunk.co.za.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There we are. I was just about to correct you. Of course, I knew. All right, so what else is going on in your life? Because you've been pretty busy. I mean, you're one of those people who also juggles like 23 different things at once in the sky.
Yeah, well, I think for me right now, I started a new job like a year ago where I got into music, which is something that I never saw it coming, but I did get into it. So I'm currently a marketing manager at Universal Music South Africa.
Wow.
So that's been a great platform for me. It's been keeping me extremely busy.
Is there still a music industry is my only question.
Funny enough, there is actually quite, you know, and I think that with us, especially here locally, with obviously Data Must Fall and everything else in between, and, you know, streaming also growing here in South Africa, all of that stuff has taken quite a while to pick up, you know, so even physical is actually quite still a big business for us, you know, so I think slowly but surely we are moving over. There is quite a shift, but we are just not there yet. But people are consuming music. I mean, music helps you in different parts of your life, you know, to feel good, to get through stuff. So definitely, I mean, we've got a vast variety of artists that we have in our books, you know, locally and internationally as well. So it's a pretty good space to be in.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
And you're still on 5? You're still doing the show there?
Yes, I'm still doing.
Now, what happened with you and the lineup changes? Because yesterday was like the first
Well, I mean, the reshuffle has been a little bit insane.
Yeah, I think the past few days have been quite dramatic when it comes to radio, but nothing huge on 5 yet. So we are still.
You say yet.
So we'll see. I'm still on the radio 7 to 10 p.m. Monday to Thursday, and I also do Saturdays 5 to 7 p.m. So nothing.
They're really working
changed.
You. So you do 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Yes, sis. Hardcore.
Yeah, so we'll see the changes. I think in the next month or so, you guys will be able to see maybe a facelift on 5. So we'll just
They're
going to
need it. They're starting to look very haggard. I mean, who have you still got there? I bumped into, I think, one of the marketing people on Saturday night, and I said to her, what do you got now? She's like, we got Roger. And I'm like, no, what do you got now?
Well, they have Roger, they have Dumi Foster, yeah, they have Thando Tabete, they have Rob Forbes, and they have a few. So I think that, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to grow in any space, you know. So, and I think that now is the time. And I mean, new fresh talent, I think we need that. I mean, you guys have been in radio for the longest time, so it's quite nice.
That's why I got out of radio. You know, we used to have ratings once.
Oh.
Yeah. We used to have two point three million listeners once. So you got what, 800,000 left at the moment?
Is
that
it? I knew somehow this was gonna come into all of this. But you know what? It's fine. It's fine. It's our time now. So yeah. So I guess there's lots to look forward to, and I guess I'm excited to see what 27 has in store. And I mean, with all the other, you know, our sister station as well making huge moves.
No, but I mean, look, it's got to be a bit weird because Fresh is like such a part of the
big brand.
Yeah, of course. He's a massive personality. Yeah. He's a very successful guy.
Yeah.
And for him to move to Metro and just kind of slide into there, it almost feels like he's cheating on you if you've been the
it
wife,
does.
You know, at yeah. 5 for as long as you have. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Just slides in next door. Carries on like it's totally
You know,
normal.
As much as it is, I think also we all have a different vision for ourselves when we get into radio, you know, and I know that for the longest time, there has been talks of Fresh wanting to move over. And, you know, he's also been on 5 for a very long time. So I think that for him, he felt like the timing was right. And we also don't know why the timing was right for him. But you have a different plan. You decided to do your own thing and open up your own radio station, you know. So I think that we all have a different vision as to what the end goal is going to be. And I guess people don't see it coming, but you've been planning for it.
But you know, change is also inevitable, and it's good.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about this music business thing of yours, because that's interesting to me. So at Universal, are you interested in discovering new talent? Are you interested in managing the talent? Are you interested in marketing the talent?
It's marketing the talent. Okay. So I'm more of a marketing manager role, obviously. So it means that finding fun and great opportunities to basically get music out there. You know, we all know that, you know, artists are big in terms of their music. Music will sell. If we release a Black Coffee, Black Coffee will sell. But, you know, we have a team that nurtures new talent. So I'm not particularly in that space, but I am in the team of trying to get the music out there and finding, you know, just nice gimmicks to play around with, you know. And I mean, people are generally gonna buy whoever the artist is, but it's also getting new fans to know about the music, you know. Especially right now, I'm working with a lot of international artists. I did work with local artists before, but you know, I'm working on like a huge Drake campaign now that we are doing this week.
That's pretty good.
So
do they give you quite a marketing budget? Because I know we all know that the music business is struggling a little bit financially. I mean, because people aren't buying as many, they're downloading illegally.
Yeah,
they're making
there
copies
are ways
of stuff.
Around.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, not that any of that stuff's right, but it is what's happening.
Yeah.
And I mean, you guys kind of, for the last 20 years, the music industry has seen a slow attrition.
But surely, yeah.
But I mean, that does mean that it affects your marketing budgets.
Yes.
So you may have the best idea in the world, but then someone says to you, we don't have money for that.
Yeah.
Is that frustrating?
It is kind of, but I think I'm so lucky to be in a space where I have a boss that sort of sees a greater vision, you know. So if your idea is good enough to be able to make sense, I think that's all that matters. Because at the end of the day, we are in a space where we're constantly learning as well. So we're trying new gimmicks, we're trying new things and new ways to basically get the music out there. You know, it's not the same as running an ad on TV and saying album out now and people are going to run and queue for the album. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So it's finding interesting ways. And I think think it's good to have young people constantly in the business because, you know, we understand the likes of social media, the digital space. And I think that's where everything is going now. So I think finding ways and means like that to be able to get the music out there is an important space that we're in now. And we're constantly like discovering ourselves. We have to somehow lose money on an idea because then we know that, you know, okay, this doesn't work, you know. So I think with all the changes that are happening, it's very important for us to go out there and try new things and not hold back. Yes, the budget maybe might not be great as it was 5 years ago, but it's definitely worth the try and sort of taking up spaces that weren't taken up, of course, a few years ago.
Well, what I'm impressed with is, again, to be in the entertainment industry, the entertainment business in this country, you do have to do a bunch of different things.
Yes.
And I mean, you really spreading yourself around in the right way because you're doing a little bit of something that's very different to a little bit of something else that's different to another thing. And how did you get involved with Oreo?
How I got involved with Oreo is that I have a very, you know, good relationship with the agency that's running the campaign. So I don't know, they saw me fitting for the brand. And I mean,
well, look at you. You're beautiful. You're smart. You're articulate. You think 10 steps ahead of most people. I don't see why you shouldn't be.
Yeah. So, you know, when the opportunity came, like I'm saying, I don't know anyone that doesn't love Oreo. So I definitely thought, you know what, it's a great challenge. And I mean, there's awesome trips that they're giving away for everybody that engages with the campaign. So
what can you win?
Okay, so there are a few things. So for the Dunk, Show Us Your Dunk videos, there is 30,000 Rand up for grabs. So 3-0.
Are you 30. Guys not worried that someone's going to show you their junk rather than their junk?
Oh dear,
Does this not worry you?
Hopefully everyone keeps it somehow clean, like, you know.
There's always that one guy that thinks, I've got this really cool trick, and I think the people will love it.
I think people would love
it's
to
a party
see my
trick.
And then they end up going viral.
Oh, yeah. So I'm hoping people will go as crazy as possible, but just not too, crazy. And then there's also, if you guys have seen some of the ads, Christina Aguilera is also a part of the bigger, you know, global campaign, as well as Neymar. So you can actually win a trip to LA to go meet Christina. Or in Barcelona to meet Neymar. So all you have to do is just grab yourself the packs of the Oreo and dial in *120*7226# and you could win. So for the Dunk Oreo videos, it closes on the 7th of April and for the trip on the 29th of May. So still a bit of time.
Couple of days left.
A couple of days left. And obviously for the trip, just a few more. So you guys can actually go on oreodunk.co.za and see what you can win in case you missed any details.
That sounds pretty damn awesome.
Yeah.
So what are you going to go and do after this? How does the rest of your day unfold?
I'm going to the office because, like I say, I'm working on this campaign. So it's been a pretty stressful week. Actually, past 3 weeks because when we got the Drake news, it was literally Drake is releasing an album tomorrow.
So hang on. So what you do is you get up early, you go off to Universal.
Yes.
You work there until... What, 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah.
And then you have to go into your show in the evening.
Yes.
When do you, have any time for yourself?
On Sundays.
Yeah.
I have to wait till Sunday to have quite a good day off. Because, like I said, I also do a show on Saturdays. And I mean, in between, I'm doing MC, I do other campaigns. But I'm still young. So now's the time to
That's exactly it. My mother would say, you're young, you can handle it.
Exactly. I don't have a cat, I don't have a dog. And you know what I mean? So I think that I'm really in a good space to discover everything.
Do you have a man? If you don't have a cat and a dog, do you have a man?
Hey, now. I don't know.
You know, you just say it's none of your business if you don't want me to know.
Okay, it's none of your business.
Oh, she got a man.
Yeah. I know why I'm looking over here, girl. I know what to say. Got to tell the church the truth.
It doesn't have to be anything important. Like, some people just are in relationships because that's what they, it's what they need at that time. Maybe it's not even a relationship. Maybe it's just for fun.
But it's cool. Yeah.
It's banging each other's brains up and you both get a couple of minutes spare. So your show's from 7 to 10.
Yeah, it's 7 to 10 p.m.
Okay, here's what happens. She gets home and she gets back home at like 10:30.
Mm-hmm. She's tired.
And then she gets a WhatsApp.
Crazy.
Booty call ? And she's like,
I'm like, do you know I have an early morning tomorrow? The way my life is set up. It just...
So you don't even do... I mean, come on. When do you get any fun?
I do. On Sundays.
Once a week. Do me, come on.
All the sauce.
You're salsa. You're too purdy to only have loving once a week, baby.
But maybe on that Sunday, she makes up for the other 6 days.
Yeah.
Maybe Sunday turns into this marathon session.
Do you do gigs and things as well?
Yeah. I am. Obviously, I'm an MC as well, so I do a little bit of that. And I mean, I'm very huge in fashion, which is something that I'm trying to grow, particularly this year. So yeah, we'll see where that goes, but definitely something I'm greatly passionate about.
Do you want to develop your own fashion label?
Maybe not a fashion label, but definitely a nice fashion collaboration. Yeah.
Have you already explored who you might want to do that with? You say collaboration.
I am keeping the plan very open. Okay. I have been speaking to quite a few people, so I guess we'll just have to see what the best offer is.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, how about getting your eyes set on that morning show?
I am.
Because if you do that, your day is much easier. Like in some ways. In other ways, you'd still be waking up way too early.
Extremely early.
Which, by the way, is disgusting. It never gets better.
Unnatural.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys do it. Look at all your eyes.
Look at us.
You look so
like, thanks to me. Keep the compliments rolling.
So, this is the toll it takes on you.
We're actually 10 years younger than we
look.
Is that what you keep saying to each other every morning?
I'm still 3 years old. Yeah.
Now, look, you think maybe that might happen? Because they haven't got anyone that they've announced yet, right?
No. Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Like I say, I'm excited to see.
Because nighttime's fun, but...
What the rollout. I've been doing nighttime for a while now. So I think that I am ready for daytime. I've done daytime before on a different station. So I think it would be great to swing back to it again. And yeah.
Where were you before 5?
I was at Y. I was at YFM. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got a pretty good CV there, actually.
Yeah, I try.
What were for you the main differences between Y and 5 when you moved across? Because 5 is, I always found it was so weird that like most of the office are on the 8th floor, then you're on the ground floor, and then there's production people down 2 stories below.
Yeah.
It always feels very, because people thought that we would all hang out together.
Yeah, but it's very isolated.
You don't do that.
The DJs are in their different world, and, you know, obviously the team that works on the actual brand is, you know, completely isolated. I think for me, it's just the target market and the audience that I was speaking to, there was a vast difference.
Yeah.
I think that when I was at Y, also, it's sort of like a springboard. That's how I saw it. You know, it was a springboard for me, and I've always had 5FM as my vision, and I think just for me and my brand, I felt like 5 was a home for me, you know. So once I started, you know, really building my brand in the radio space, because I came from TV, and I think for me also being...
You miss TV? Do you like TV?
I love TV. So I think moving into radio and also finding my feet and trying to rebuild my brand from a kids presenter to like an adult, it was just a lot happening. So when I got into it, I was just like, you know what, I just want to focus on building this radio thing and really growing it and focusing on it. So yeah, 5FM has always been that bigger picture. And I think now it's sort of obviously planning a little bit bigger and trying to see which other spaces and where else can I play, because I think, you know, I am growing in terms of the radio space. So I'm crossing fingers that definitely in the next 2-3 years, I will be talking a different step and a different direction in terms of my radio career.
Well, that sounds exciting. Don't worry too much about moving too fast, though. You know, you got to also kind of settle in and be the best at something. And then,
true.
You know, you don't need to rush. A lot of people are so obsessed with having to move to the next big thing that they don't realize they're in a good space right now.
True.
And I think you are. I mean, it sounds to me like you've got your shit together.
Yeah, I try.
That's good. That's great.
Yeah, so we'll just have to see what the next few years have in store. But yeah, I'm in a good space. And I mean, like 5FM is a great home. So yeah.
So what's the big dream? I mean, like, where would you want to see yourself in 5 years' time?
In 5 years' time, I actually want to have my own production house. I want to get into television, especially behind the scenes. I think for me, that is also another space that I want to play in. I want to create content, and I think that is my greater vision. So at the back of my mind, while I'm trying to do everything else, that is also quite a space that I'm working towards.
Yeah, I need to take a breath with you, because I feel like you're making me feel pressurized that I'm not doing enough.
She's Duncan, she's Zoe, she's Irwin.
No, but I mean, I get inspired by, you know, the likes of you, and I think all the people that I'm surrounded by. And I think with the entertainment industry, like you're saying, you have to dabble in a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And there's so many great opportunities for us as young people. So I think it's good not to hold yourself back and to constantly explore. And I mean, I get bored very quickly, so I constantly need to get my mind going so that I'm able to get to the next step that I want to get into. So yeah, I've got a few things that I would like to do, and obviously a great radio, you know, space to be in terms of a drive show, and like I said, something great in fashion. And hopefully in the next 5 years, I'll say, now I have my own store and fashion line. But you're right now, baby steps, fashion collaboration, and then let's see what the next few years have in store.
Do you worry about stuff? Are you like one of those people? Because this happens to me sometimes. You're lying in bed and you think about all the things that you haven't yet got right, that you need to get right. And it keeps you up, and you sit there and you toss and turn, and you're like, you're sweating, and you're like, oh, I've got to get this thing working tomorrow. Or are you more chilled? Do you just hit the bed and you're exhausted because you worked so hard and you go
No, I am constantly, and actually I've been having this conversation with a friend of mine, and I'm just saying, you know, I wish I could do more, and I don't know. From the outside, it feels like I am, but in the inside, it feels like I'm not, you know. So
are you ever guilty about actually doing nothing?
Yeah.
Like when you sit at home and you've watched a bit of a TV show, you never do that normally, and you feel guilty afterwards?
Yeah, I feel like I should be typing up a proposal for something.
Wow.
I'm like constantly, I'm like, okay, I should be, or maybe I should have done that thing that I've been procrastinating on. And yeah, so my mind is constantly working, and I feel like I do sometimes put a little bit of pressure on myself. But yeah, I'm just a perfectionist, and I think I sort of see how I want things to be, and if they take a different direction, I get a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
So yeah, that does happen quite often.
Sia, you know, I think we have a lot in common.
Man,
yeah.
y'all need to be in bed together, and I genuinely mean just so that you sleep.
Did you hear this story that Mabali just brought in a moment ago about all these people who are depressed?
I heard about that.
Yes.
Yeah, the numbers are scary. Yeah,
I mean, 322 million.
Do you ever get depressed?
I do. I think with everything that is happening, like I'm saying, putting a lot of pressure on yourself does get a bit depressing. And I mean, we deal with all sorts of things, you know, friendships, relationships that do sort of get to you as well. And I think for
me, pressures of just work.
You know what I mean? And sometimes everything happens all at once, and literally you just feel like, okay, what the hell is going on? Like, nothing is going right at the moment. And that sort of puts you into a level of depression. And I guess sometimes you just need a good support system. So your friends, you know, I'm a lover of having very intimate, you know, relationships with people. So every person that I keep close to me has, you know, some sort of role that they play in my life. And I feel like I can always just pick up the phone and say, dude, I'm having a horrible day. Can I just cry? You know, so I think that's very important to have, because you can't keep it all in, or
you
else
got celebrity
you'll go
friends.
Great. No, don't do celebrity friends. I don't do celebrity friends. Celebrity friends are cool when you meet them as you go along, but
you're going to see them anyway, right?
Yeah. So I try to keep my circle out of the entertainment space, because I'm so much in it. Mm. I try to get normal people that are just doing normal things and going through normal problems, because I feel like, obviously, when you are in that space, you sort of have to hold yourself in this, I don't know, some pressure of wanting to be perfect, or to be surrounded by certain things.
Yeah, they all tell each other how great things are.
Yeah, and you know what I mean? And also, I don't want to cry and then next thing, everything that I'm telling someone ends up on a paper or something. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
And the papers are pretty horrible. I mean, they're just horrible about everybody.
Exactly. Right? So I think that's what I've done for myself in my career, is to keep my space very, very close and very out of what I do, because I think that's it's important. It's important to come and have a normal conversation with just people that are doing just like normal things. So for me, I think that's what keeps me grounded all the time. So yeah, so everybody else that's going through depression, I always say, have someone that you are able to just cry it all out, speak to, and just share what you're going through, and but don't do it alone.
In your case, you got into TV, you were really young.
Yeah, I was 15.
Yeah, so I would imagine that at 15, you've learned to handle a lot of things since then.
True.
Most people only really deal with any level of real attention when they get to work.
Yeah.
And I mean work in their mid-20s.
True.
Like you go to the office for the first time and suddenly you've got someone who supervises you or you've got someone who works with you in a team. And it's the first time you've actually been scrutinized at that level.
Yeah.
When you're on TV at 15, everybody comments on how you look.
Yeah.
And on what you say and on whether you screw up or not.
Yeah.
And there must be a lot of pressure there.
It was. And I think, you know, for me as well, I mean, I had only started on the day I won a Presenter Search competition. So it's not like I'd been going to auditions and this is what I wanted to do.
It's not like you'd planned it.
You know, yeah. So for me, I think it was that type of space. But I'm grateful for my mom. I don't think I would have dealt with everything if it wasn't for her. I mean, she was supportive in every single way. And I mean, the pressure was on. At 15, we were still expected to get our scripts right, to do a perfect link on a live show. And it's a lot to deal with. You know, you go out to do road shows. And
at 15, I don't think I could string a sentence together in front of anyone.
15, you were what? In grade 10?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So for me, it was like extremely, it was mind-blowing. But I mean, I look at that and I think this is why I've turned out the way I am. It's because of those experiences. And I think all of us, I think as kids presenters, I think it's helped us quite a lot in terms of molding us and shaping us in terms of, you know.
It gives you confidence, right?
Yeah. And also it just makes you want to work harder and constantly be at that level. And I think we're also over the being famous status, you know, like
you
it really doesn't
that.
Matter anymore. It's about just doing what you love and being passionate about it.
But I mean, you know, a lot of it is to do with the fact that you're really good looking. If you were a monster, if you looked like absolute shit,
well,
there's just no way.
I'm sure there are monsters out there that are still doing great things.
Hang on. Even with all your energy and all your enthusiasm and all that intelligence, I still wonder. Like if you had a club foot and you had an ugly face and you had bad hair, no one would care, right?
Well,
it's kind of nice.
No,
I ask you because I know a lot of people who have, they're talented, they're interesting, all of these things, but they look kind of like me. And they don't, the world is much kinder. The world is much kinder to people like you.
Actually,
yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Really?
If I looked like you,
Dumi,
I would be 10 times more successful if I looked like
you. No, that is not true. That is not true. I feel like the pressure is on with people that are, I feel like when you are just about your work, then it's just about your work. But now it's like about how you look when you step out of your house, when you meet people. Like I live, so my complex, right, is like next to the mall. So everything I do is next to a mall. It's not a shopping center.
Yeah.
It's a mall. So when I'm going to the gym, my gym is inside the mall. When I'm going to do my groceries, inside the mall.
So that mall, those people know everything about you.
Pretty much. And like sometimes I'm not like having the best of days and I just want to go to the gym. But I'm bound to bump into someone because...
Do you ever leave the house in disgusting clothes?
I don't know what disgusting clothes are.
I can't imagine you would.
See how fabulous she is.
She throws stuff out. Like the minute it doesn't look good, you throw it out, which is the right way to go.
No. Why would you ever buy stuff that doesn't look good anyways?
Yeah, same thing. But I mean,
yeah.
The point is you don't keep like gross alcoholic tracksuit pants.
No. I don't think I don't remember owning those.
No, I imagine you'd always look good.
You see?
No. Doing those squats while you dunk that Oreo.
The only thing is obviously just maybe I walk around like this all the time. So, I don't really have makeup on. So, I just have like my brows done and my liner. So, I don't put like foundation or whatever. So, this is how you would see me unless I'm having a bad day. And I'll probably won't have anything at all on my face. And my hair's scruffy. I'm wearing a cap. But yeah, everything else, I mean, I don't walk around looking like, I'm lost. I don't know. I don't know how to.
She woke up like this.
She's a real Beyonce.
I reckon you look better than Beyonce.
Thank you. I won't take that for all the Beyonce fans. No.
Please.
No, Beyonce's gorgeous.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
You're younger and you're just getting started. Plus, for all I know, your music manager career at Universal, you could end up being Beyonce's boss.
Ah, who knows?
Wow, you just might be a Black Bill Gates in the making.
Yeah, so working really hard, that's all.
All right, well, good for you, and it's a pleasure to have you here. And thank you for coming to see us.
Only a pleasure. It was really, really nice seeing what Cliff Central is all about.
Yeah, well, we're busy moving between studios at the moment, so it's a little chaotic, but it's all good. Glad you could make
it. Well, so far from what I've seen, it's really amazing, and well done to you guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry it's taken us so long to get you in here.
I know, why?
Yeah. I promise it's not my fault.
On Instagram, I see people post pictures. I'm like, when am I going to be invited? Do you guys not like me? Like, what's going on?
We'll take one now. All right, listen. we'll put this out and get people to join in and do their dunking.
Yeah, now I feel like Oreos.
Please do.
I really feel
show
like
show us your dunk.
Mm. Yeah.
See ya?
I challenge you guys.
Oh, listen, we've already done that. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not just going to have Oreos for breakfast. Oreos are a great idea in my books.
Yeah, lots of money up for grabs. So make sure that you do it. It's just a lot of fun. And obviously trips as well that you could win. So it's really, really awesome. OreoDunk.co.za. Go check out the details.
Thank you to me. CliffCentral.com.